So EMS, the hospital district, requests a zero levy. Is that what you're saying?
Well, under the levy piece,
right,
funding needs transfer.
Right, and how
but
does that happen?
The way to have funding transfer is either they run their own EMS levy in fire, or they do a lid lift if they've got the entire area.
And what recommendation is a lid lift?
So our recommendation is a lid lift.
For fire.
It's cleaner, it's easier. It presumes, however, that they've annexed the town of Friday Harbor.
Okay.
So there is a contingency to that one.
Right.
Because if you don't annex the town, the lid lift doesn't cut it.
And did we say they could both happen at the same time?
We yes. can do almost everything at once with certain contingencies.
So right
required
now, there's
here.
One vote, there's another vote.
Yeah, this chapter lays it out pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we've already got it pretty well documented in the elections chapter,
got,
what you
like,
have
a
to
chart
do.
It says all the steps on it. You know, so I mean, we don't need to reinvent the wheel on mechanics.
Right.
You know, it's
no,
well.
No,
I'm not. I'm just asking.
But he's just asking for clarity, so he has it in his head. And I get the fact that you want the steps as well as the objectives. So that's perfect. Let's make sure.
And then what happens to the EMS levy? They just dissolve it?
To dissolve it, what they really do is they just say, we're going to take $0 for our levy.
And then leave it alone and it expires.
And eventually, in a couple of years, it expires.
Okay.
So they take $0 for 2 or 3 years, however long it takes to run out, and then during that time, fire is taking their own levy, however they do it, usually, hopefully with a lid lift.
Now, the one thing we didn't discuss, and I don't know if we want to or if we should in our recommendation, is the hospital district shows a liability on that building, and they're using the EMS levy to pay for it.
Right.
Are they going to need to still continue to collect the EMS levy?
That was a question we sort of asked, but we didn't officially ask anybody who knows. We just brought it up at the meeting.
Right.
If the levy doesn't go away, but they ask $0 for it, are they in default and have to do the bank?
Call the note.
Is the note going to get called if they take $0? Yeah. Or can they keep the bank note and just pay it off out of other funds? I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah,
I don't know who in the hospital district knows the answer to that either, by the way.
So can they keep a levy without...
Without taking any money. Because what it says is if they stop taking...
Right.
If they stop the levy.
Levy,
they get,
right.
Once the levy expires, then the note is called.
But can they have an EMS levy and not provide EMS services?
$0.
If they collect $0, there's nobody that's going to complain, they said.
Oh, okay.
So the answer is they're not actually collecting a levy. They just have one on the books that they could collect, but they won't.
Okay.
Yeah, the assessor was a little vague about
it. It was a little
that.
Vague, but he sort of felt like that would be acceptable because we all know the intent, we all know the direction they're going, and everybody understands that that's why they're doing it.
That
so it's perfectly
okay. But question the hospital district assets.
But the levy would only have to could only exist at $0. They could not take any value to pay for the building.
Well, if the fire district does a lid lift, there would not be another EMS levy. So theoretically, they could
take money
from the EMS levy to pay for the building while the lid lift is paying the fire district to run EMS. So
correct.
That is legally okay.
Okay.
So it's just
it's
a
not necessarily clear that that would be our recommendation.
No,
I mean,
I think
we
this
want
is
to talk about that.
And
before we
well,
that.
But
the bond is on the levy. And so if you don't aren't collecting on the levy, then you would be defaulting on the bond. But
unless
then,
you pay
but
for it some
well,
other
but,
way.
But
there's,
but you
there's,
can't pay for it out of other funds, is what you're saying.
Okay, right.
Okay.
But,
then
but,
would
but there's value in the building.
Sure.
And so it'll be sold.
I think it's just a matter of also
I don't know
having a conversation with
who
holds the bond to make sure that they understand the funding source.
Hospital district could hold the building as an asset and rent it.
Right.
I mean, Island Bank has the...
But they'd have to pay off
the
loan.
I did
have it. Yeah.
With who?
With Mike Taylor, Islanders Bank.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So they
so what is our recommendation, though?
Yeah.
George.
But it has to be refinanced soon.
Well, I know. It's got a balloon of some sort or whatever.
It does.
2022. But
we haven't made a recommendation on that.
On the building?
Yeah. Well, on the levy or funding.
Our recommendation was to annex the town because you got to do that.
Right.
Have the fire district raise their lid
right.
to cover... Whatever.
And are we going to make a recommendation as to where they should raise the lid?
It would, in the course of discussion, nominally be the amount that EMS would have been collecting.
That's what we had talked about.
So we said it would be, in a way, it's a kind of a revenue neutral thing. You could go higher.
Well, we were waiting to find out from your financial picture.
Right.
What do they need?
And the financial picture is probably going to suggest that they're going to need probably somewhere around $700,000 or $800,000 less.
And then the two combined.
I think the answer was the EMS levy, because of whatever the lid is on that, is whatever amount that is. It's less than 50 cents, I assume.
EMS is what, 43 or
43
something?
43 cents. Okay, I'll take 43, just to pick a number. Then what the lid lift the fire district should do is 43 cents. And we just say it's revenue neutral, because the people will want to know that they're either getting taxed more or they're getting taxed less. Are we getting screwed here? I mean, you know, that's the
element. But isn't it a consolidation should suggest that there's synergies? And shouldn't we...
However, we have seen that there are short-term cost increases in the process of doing the transition.
There's the cost of merging that we don't know, but right.
But even so.
The other side of that coin is it's continually capped with the 1%. That's going to, over time, mean you're going to be short. Because it's 43 cents now, because you can't grow it by more than 1% a year, even though property values are going up more. So you know that down the road it's going to be 40 cents and it's going to be 37 cents and then it's going to be, you know, 35 cents. And that may not end up being enough to cover over time.
Right.
Because the total number only grows 1%. Well, you're giving 2 and 3% COLAs and you're doing whatever you have to pay for.
I've got a real problem with why I'm recommending doing this. Because I don't see enough value.
Well, in 2 or 3 years' time, they would have had to pass another 50 cent levy.
Five,
so in 2022, there would have had to be a 50 cent effectively lid lift on the EMS levy. They would have done that, right?
No, I don't know that.
Absolutely would have done that, Rick. Don't say you don't know. Yeah. Absolutely, they would have done a 50 cent continuation levy to get back up to 50 cents for the EMS side. Yeah. That would have happened. Trust me on this, okay?
Or sticky.
You're just saying because it's not good. It's not going to.
Because it's going to expire, and they're going to need the 50 cents.
Right. But
those are two kind of.
But the reality of a 50 cent lead lift versus say $800,000 is not in the reality.
I don't know what $800,000 is on a per thousand mill rate. You know, do the math and tell me what that number is, because I don't.
It does seem to be more geared towards long-term savings versus immediate savings.
Here's my point, Rick.
Yeah.
You can sell, this is revenue neutral. We're going to take money from here instead of from here. We used to take 43 cents from here. Now we're going to take 43 cents over here. Just vote for it. That's an easier pitch than it's going to be a different number now, but we're going to have to go back and ask you for more in a few years, because that's when we would have gone up to 50 cents again. You know, that's not something you want to do. You don't want to run lid lifts every 3 years. It's not going to happen. Okay,
it's just too unpredictable.
People don't want to be hit with tax increases every year.
So, Rick, is the financial piece a deal breaker for you? I mean, do you want to see that we are providing a reduction to the tax rate for the consumer as part of this? Because there's going to be a or there should be a cost savings.
Yes.
Now, I think what we've heard, I think that both Dan and I heard this from other agencies, that initially you don't see it, mm-hmm. that it takes a year or two to see those savings. And when you're relying on tax funding, it's not like you have outside sources coming in. So what George is saying is, if you keep it just simple, you maintain the current rate, they bring it over. We know there's probably some increased cost to move all this stuff around and make it right and get it in the right configuration you want. And by the time those 2 years are up, the rate has actually gone down and they're not at what they currently were. I don't know if that's enough savings for you or not. It doesn't sound like it is.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not. Because I think that, both of them are a bit rich, and
even
I think
consolidated capital some stuff. I mean, there's. You think they have enough for capital?
Yes, I think.
So we have to
look at
your numbers.
And it's they're there.
I'm skeptical about that, but I'll look at the numbers. And what I'll tell you right now is, from what government agencies always do is do the lid lift infrequently. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do it again 5 years from now when you find out that you actually have to replace equipment or whatever you have to do 5 years from now. You do it once. That's why there's a 6 year and a 10 year and a permanent EMS levy. You don't want to do a 3 year levy. That's, you just don't.
That, and that's fine, George. Except
they're
that,
not going to want to do
except that
too little, I guess.
So in my mind, you do a lid lift, and people vote on it because they have expectations and they will manage it. But if you come in and you say, oh, hey, you know what, just go ahead and take it all now, and then they want to do 3 years, they want to do a lid lift because they want to do something more. Because right now they're talking about building buildings.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about doing a lot of things that
the hospital bond for the building, that's not going to come out of this.
It is great if they want to, if, you know, this is just a windfall coming in. And
here's another thing to remember, though, Rick, is the lid is just that. It's a lid. You don't have to take it off. If they have a 43-cent lid on the EMS levy, they can take 35 cents.
Then we should have a recommendation.
Well, that's why I'm recommending that they lift the lid the same amount. I don't think they can go higher without having a tough sales pitch, but I think they can go the same amount, and then if they need less, take less. That's easy.
Yeah.
That's allowed.
I don't know. I'd really have to look at the numbers before I could recommend taking a reduction.
Look
I
at the numbers. Let's have a discussion about that.
Yeah.
And, I would, you know, the I other reason, really, I guess, I don't think I would recommend less, necessarily, is we're dictating operations now. I don't want to manage their budget. I don't want to tell them how much money they need to spend to do their job. I want them to come up with a budget and figure out what the numbers should be. I think it's inappropriate for us to tell them, here's how much revenue we think you should get. We're going to dictate a 40 cent or a 38 cent lid lift.
Yeah, see, I disagree with that. Well, I think we were put together to evaluate, should it come together, and what we believe should be the best at the end of the day. I will absolutely say that just to leave everything same, in my estimation, yeah, it's a great idea. Go do EMS and fire. I mean, that's basically what we should, I mean, what are we doing?
I don't think we're leaving it same, and I'm happy to look at your numbers, Rick, and I'm with you that if there's a cost saving, they should take less, but I also know where George is coming from, and you know, at some point, we have to, if we don't trust the leadership to be able to look at their budget and to make a decision on what they need, then we should probably be recommending they transfer it over there. And so if we're concerned that the fire department is just going to do a grab and take more money, then I think we should just scrap the whole thing and say we think the agency should remain as is and move on. Because if we don't think that moving it over there is going to provide an increased level of service, then we shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, and I think the metrics, the whole issue of trying to come up with a way to measure success in this process is also the way that elected officials get held accountable. And they get held accountable by the level of service that they provide and how much it's going to be costing their taxpayers, the people who vote for them, right? And I think that's where the accountability is. I'm very nervous to look at a combined budget for an agency that we're not sure how it all finally comes together and make a determination here, sitting at this table, that's going to impact operations in the future. I think we just cut our arms off.
What if we look at it this direction and say where we don't provide a number in the levy lid lift. What we say is that based on our review of the budgets of similar organizations, blah, 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 that it appears that combining these two organizations can save upwards of $500,000 to $800,000. The fire district should look at the appropriate levy amount not to exceed the current levy rate for EMS. And so, I mean, obviously they need to do their budget, they need to look at their numbers, and we're basically putting a cap on it saying you should not go above the 43 or 42 cents that it currently is, but we believe based on this review that there are financial savings and of $500,000 or more, and that you know, that's be part of our recommendation, where we don't put, you should limit your levy lid up to 35 cents or 22 cents or whatever the case may be. But we point out that we believe that there will be a significant cost savings, and I don't know if that helps you or not.
I get, there's still a lot of people that talk to me, and there's word on the street that people are afraid that it's simply going to fire so they can grab more money. You know, we talked about this mm-hmm. quite a bit, and there's plenty of people who think it's been mismanaged, status quo mm-hmm. where it sits right now. My feeling is, if we've got to sell it to the public, you say, we're going to merge it, you're going to get much better service, quicker response, higher level, for the same price you got over here, better administrative oversight. I think all of those things have to go together, but I think the public has to be assured to sell this, that it's not going to be increasing.
Yeah, I fully agree, Dan. It can't go higher, but I don't know that we want to pick the number that it should go down to. Yeah. And the other side of it is, it really doesn't matter, because we're making a recommendation. They're going to do whatever they damn well please, frankly.
Mark's approach might be a good approach, Rick, because what it does is, it's pretty consistent with some of the other issues that we run up against, where we're trying to make a recommendation without building too tight of a box. So I don't know if we can work on that a little bit.
Yeah, I'm willing to work. Closer. I mean, I'm willing to work. I'm really struggling, though. I would really struggle, though, because I think exactly where Dan is, at least, I don't know on the former, but on the latter. And if we, as a group, don't analyze some of this and at least make recommendations, if it sits out there and it says, geez, here's an organization at operating at 2.4 and here's an organization operating at 3.8. Same vehicles, same size.
I have a problem, though. I mean, I still think we're going to have some transitional period to make some marks as far as levels of service and what we're able to achieve in this consolidation.
I would agree as well.
And then that really becomes the report card. That, to me, that's really the baseline about, A, is this implementation going appropriately? And then B, are we achieving what we had hoped to achieve? And if we are, that's the baseline for what happens with the future levy or levies.
Because you will actually save, even, I mean, if you do merge, because I agree with you, there's going to be a cost savings. There's no question in my mind there'll be a cost savings. I don't know what it's going to be. And that's the hard thing on, basically, our recommendation is do a levy lid lift, and you kind of hamstring people, because if you go too low, that's my concern. But I think even on your stipend, because the numbers you gave and the figures you gave, I don't think you ruled out the duly qualified people. So, I mean, some of the volunteers at EMS who are getting a stipend
are the same
are paid staff over at the fire district. That's not going to happen anymore, and vice versa.
Right, and you're going to have more full-time.
You're going to have more full-time people, and you're going to have...
Because right now you've got six more full-time people.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm sold on the fact that there's going to be some cost savings. I don't know when it's going to happen, but there's going to be cost savings. I'm also aware that, having been a commissioner, you don't go down the road of lid lifts lightly. Mm-hmm. You don't undercut yourself before you even get started. And you recognize that you're always going to fall short year after year because of the 1% cap. So you're always going to have costs rise faster than revenue.
Right.
And when that's the case, you have to say, not just how much is it going to cost next year, how much is it going to cost 10 years from now for this business, and how much of a lid lift are we going to have to do then, because we know we're going to...
But that's okay, because if you can justify it, you justify it.
Right.
I mean, I don't see harm with that. In fact, I see good governance with that. I see, you know, good logic to that. And so I don't see every 6 years that you do a lid lift. If that's the case, because you can make the argument, just as you suggest, inflation's 2 points, we go up 1 point, okay? At some point, the points don't add.
Yeah.
I think that's right. Very clear. I also think that you don't give somebody, just because they're coming together, a huge opportunity either. And so, but I'm willing to look at framing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking, and apparently I wasn't right about this, that we were on track to say not to exceed the current EMS levy. Your LID lift is not greater than what that year's EMS levy would have been, so it's no worse than that.
I think I'm in agreement with Rick that we should lay out what we believe the minimum cost savings would be, and we say the maximum should, your maximum request is this. Obviously, they need to, I mean, I think they need to run their budgets. I mean, we're not going to run their combined budget.
I absolutely agree on that.
I don't think we can set a rate, but we can put in there, I believe, a condition that basically says, we believe that you will save in the neighborhood of $1 million, we'll just say, and that your LID lift request should be reflective of this, and our no-go is you will not exceed the current rate EMS has. And that's where I would be, just because it would give the fire department flexibility to actually run the numbers, justify it to, now the community has reports that we say, we think you're gonna save $1 million, and if they're asking for the same amount, they have to justify it. I mean, the taxpayers are gonna say, well, wait a minute, the CAG say you're gonna save $1 million, why are you asking for the same amount? And if they can justify it and sell it, then so be it. Right? Isn't that what you're saying?
To some degree, yeah, some degree. And that's okay if we don't put a value on the LID lift, but that I do want to document, as you suggest.
I think we need to document and then put a maximum on
these areas are, in a consolidated fashion, are higher than other organizations. I don't...
We don't have any words about the numbers that you produce.
Take a look at
So that chapter in the document needs to say the things that we are talking about.
Well, Rick said that he just about basically.
Yes.
Oh, I know. I mean, but the numbers are all we have so far. Right.
Yeah.
So what we need are the words that go with the numbers
that say
the things that Mark,
to a certain extent,
have been talking about.
And the words I'm waiting for, because I'm trying to actually get the people that have to run it to actually say, these are good words, and this is probably a good place and space to be. Because I don't want to box them into a corner. I'm trying to do it because I look at it and I go, okay, if I was saying two organizations are coming together, at best, administration should be a reduction in some aspect. At best, there should be, especially if we use the same volunteers, there should be some type of reduction. And if we don't come out and say those things, then I mean, that's a big-ish area where I think you get synergies, and maybe one of the biggest areas is what you demonstrate your reasoning for coming together. Because, you know, consolidated command, smushy, okay? You know, working better at the scene, smushy, because they're doing it now. Unless you've got some metrics that I clearly haven't seen, that you're going to measure that by, okay? Even response times, I don't even think you were going to see a much greater response time. I just think we don't know what the response time is now.
You can get response time.
Some of the response times we can get.
I think if you go to a five model, your response times would increase significantly for both agencies.
Yes.
So the five model is that you staff the station with duly qualified firefighter, paramedic, and firefighter
to
respond 24/7 at that station. Your response times will improve.
Yes.
I don't disagree. I agree with that in concept.
Rick,
I just don't know.
Could you turn around just for a second?
From the fire department.
Oh, okay.
This is a
thing. What is that? Oh, response times? Okay.
Apparently EMS doesn't have them because the explanation from the chief is that the clock at dispatch is different than the clock at EMS.
What?
That certainly shouldn't be the case, but okay.
It's the magnetic
deviation. They're not measurable in that way. And they're working on it.
No.
Yeah, well, that's okay. A great excuse, but they're.
She's a dispatch clock.
We should leave that.
Yeah, that's fine. Except that there's a known value that it's off. It's off like by 4 minutes. So everything is off by 4 minutes. So your response times are the same. They're just 4 minutes different.
Yes.
It's a sketchy excuse. Let's move on.
I am just. You've heard me on the finance.
There's just also to mention there's a HIPAA consideration with those addresses.
Seeing that some of them have aid as well.
So my request was that they were done by distance more than.
Than specific address. Yeah, right.
EMS has a lot more calls too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. For our purposes, I'm not sure it's important enough that we need to deal with it. Then we would give the DACI addresses.
That's the kind of data the fire department puts out.
So anyway.
Okay.
So good.
If we put, when I say we, do you want me to draft some language that will squish it around some numbers and kind of lays out our thought process on that?
For where the savings are?
No, I'm talking about conditions or whatever else. I can write one.
About the, we believe
the cost savings will be this, and we have a maximum on the levy, and blah blah blah. I'll work on something.
And we can refine that.
Yeah, and I can do that.
I think we want to give them the flexibility of a not to exceed kind of a number. And an expected savings kind of a number.
Yeah.
But give them plenty of flexibility in between to pick a budget. I think that's consistent. They have to develop
with what we've discussed.
Yes, these only provide you the numbers. Yeah, there's more.
There are more columns.
Yeah, these are just the alarm times. This is not the
on scene
or the units en route.
When do they respond and what time did they get there? So, those are all interesting questions that E911 guys usually have reports.
Yeah, they have.
They can produce all that.
Yeah.
I think. But at least Fire 3 gets it. They used to pull them and look at it.
So we would look at how, our probably average response time out of that station on calls after 5 is probably 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Or maybe even more at night. It's probably closer to 9 or 10.
Yeah.
Whereas if you go to this model here, it would be 2 minutes out the door.
Right. Right.
And they'd be on scene in the town of Friendly Harbor before we were even at the station to roll the apparatus.
I don't know, we used to do monthly run reviews back when I was a first responder, and I just can't believe they don't do that still. It's just shocking.
Neither agency.
But anyway, I know. So I just don't understand how you do quality improvement without that. But anyway, just me, I guess. Sorry. So I think we've flogged the lid lift number enough to move on to whatever is the next.
Well,
question
yeah,
the
I mean,
it, I mean, we got questions, but we'll deal with them now.
Yeah, it sounds like there's still a little bit of a few issues to resolve on your recommendation, namely the building, the levy amount, and the amount of savings. But you have quite a bit of.
Are you talking about the existing building?
I'm just summarizing what you've been talking about the last 30 minutes. Those are the three things you've been talking about, is the EMS building, the levy amount, and then the amount of savings. And it sounds like there is still some consensus to be built there, but you have quite a bit of other consensus for the recommendation.
I don't know that we actually have a recommendation on the building. I think that's up to the husband.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the building's an issue that we discuss in the context of liabilities, but it's something that has to be dealt with. It's not, I don't think that's going to be part of our recommendation.
I mean, we're going to recommend that
an issue.
They move on.
Yeah.
they're going to be stuck with the building. We recognize that.
And I don't know how we capture that part as far as saying there are other issues that are significant that will have to be dealt with by the elected officials. You know, and that's where really when we start to get into the regulatory issues, the issue of the public outreach portion.
That's just all outcomes of our recommendation that they need to do. I mean, we need to recognize that, yes, these are things that and here's some basic information, but you need to work through the details.
Right.
Did we say still need to make a recommendation?
What?
Buildings?
They don't even pay the recommendation.
No.
No. No. Right.
No. There. Yeah, it's a detail that has to be handled, but it's not something that I'm not going to tell them where to build the building they want to move to, or what they're going to do with the building they're going to move from. Right. For now, they may want to rent the building that they're in, so they can answer that question.
And we don't like the poles on the cabinet.
Yeah, that's right. I want to change the drawer poles.
Does the Outer Island district size, or district size issues, is that that has to be dealt with?
Yeah, and that detail we discussed in the MOU that we talked about last time, which I'm not sure if that exists.
I asked Norvin about an MOU, and he's researching.
He's trying to find it, if there is one.
That's number 4 condition there.
Right.
Scott didn't remember much about it when I saw him yesterday, but anyway, maybe it exists.
And Scott's responding out now to some of the Outer Islands.
He's the same as Sam on Fire. Yeah.
Would that have to take
A vote? Go sometimes to calls if they hear about it, because it's kind of an interesting thing.
Depending on what they do, yes. If they don't want to include it, and it's just going to be in the fire district, then no, it doesn't take the vote. It just goes away when when the hospital district says we're going to pay zero.
Yeah.
They have no vote.
Yeah. The interesting question that I learned yesterday was whether they want to expand to include the Outer Islands in the service response area, which they can do, without necessarily levying those properties to pay for it.
They could just provide service.
They could just say, we're going to provide service in this island. But it's not included in the levy district, because it doesn't have to be.
And the truth is, with most of those Outer Islands,
response,
they're getting that service. I mean, that's the way they're going to get that service anyway. It's really
that's what's happening.
It's more of whatever agency can respond.
The only difference is they're not obligated to go, because those response areas that are out there around the other islands, nobody has officially said, I'm going to respond to Susha or Mesha or pick one.
Right.
They're just not in anybody's response area. The fact is, though, if somebody breaks their leg on the beach at Susha, that somebody's going to get called and somebody's going to go, because that's what happens. So my sense is, if you felt like it had to be legally covered, one way to do that is just include it. Now, the only problem you're going to run into is the state auditor at some point is going to say, why are you providing services to places that aren't paying for it? How is that fair again? And the answer is, it happens once every 2 years. We consider it a training run.
Well,
it's not that big a deal.
It's almost like mutual aid. I mean, you get a call, it doesn't matter.
It is effectively mutual aid to another district that doesn't happen to exist.
Right.
That's right.
I mean,
and you have no agreement.
It's an emergency.
You have no mutual aid agreement. You're just doing
it. Going.
And I don't think that's a big problem.
The Port Authority Harbor for boat fires.
Right.
Yeah.
And
you're
Right.
I think you chalk it up to it's de minimis. It doesn't amount to a hill of beans in the bigger scheme of things here. Out of a $2 million budget, the $100,000 or whatever, $50,000, whatever it was they were collecting from those outer islands, isn't going to make a difference, because they're not going to respond there more than a couple of times a year.
Not probably.
Yeah. So, and again, Scott says it's fun to go, so they love to go on. Scott calls, on the boat, make a run, right?
Our guys love to go.
They love to go out on those things.
So,
there's nothing wrong with that, to just say we're going
to
do it anyway. So anyway, they can do it legally, or they can do it just sort of ad hoc, and I don't really care, because I think they're going to keep doing it regardless. You almost can't stop it.
We've gone over and picked up a patient on Lopez and brought him back here.
Yeah.
Well, and Decatur and all these other places where there isn't anybody, they're going to get you called. Mm-hmm. You're just going to get the calls.
So you're making notes here. You formulating your recommendation that you're going to share with us, right?
Well, actually, what I'm trying to do is there's a path. I've broken it down into a path, conditions, details. So license EMS, provider number. So pathway is the annexing the town, the lid lift, the Outer Island district size, and the EMS levy take to zero. They seem to be, the big pathway. The details are all the things that they need to understand. The conditions expand 4 to 5, staffing in-house. I've only got 2 of those right now. And then fundamentally, the reason why we're making the recommendation, and I don't have you know, the reason why, where our financial might be one for reason why.
Well, and one of the conditions would also be financial. I mean, that, I mean, we basically have...
Right, if we say that there's that...
There's a max lid lift that you can go through.
There needs to be a review of the budget based on...
Yes.
And the operating expenses based on the potential of reduction and savings. Yeah.
And one of the conditions is, and again, I think we've all said this, is that we don't feel they should, on their lid lift, go above the current EMS rate. So that's the max. Yeah. You feel it should be, potentially be under based on the review.
Now, this was a help because actually now I can start to put in each column those things that, in my mind, you go down this way.
Or if you see any holes, too.
Right, right, right. Okay.
So, Rick, can I ask you a question? Can you graph that in the format that you would think in the Google Docs document on the recommendation?
Yeah, I'm probably just going to like put it into either a Word document or a spreadsheet. And then, at least in the spreadsheet, then we can maybe also put rankings and timelines on, or not timelines, but steps, that this step has to go before this step, or this step, or this step. Yeah, so I